Rabbi Meshulam Aaron Troy.
Today, the day today is Vav Av. Today is the Yochtzeit of Rabbi Lozan Moshe Horowitz. Rabbi Lozan Moshe Horowitz was one of the big gedolim from the last century and a half. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky brings down a story of Rabbi Lozan Moshe Horowitz that the goyim used to ask Rabbi Lozan Moshe to walk on their fields, because they knew that if Rabbi Lozan Moshe walks in their fields, then the crops will grow. Even the goyim recognize that. In this week's parasha, it says, "Mi ki mi goy gadol asher lo yerikim kroivim elov kashem elikeinu b'chol kroinu elov." To my Klal Yisrael is a goy gadol, a great nation, which is very close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? B'chol kroinu elov, because whenever they call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam answers them. They can call out to the Ribbono Shel Olam whenever. Ask the Brisker Rav that the goyim can also daven. Right? We know there's the psukim about the Beis Hamikdash, but the Bais Rishon, the pasuk says that ki beisi beis tefillah yikarei l'chol amim. The Beis Hamikdash was a place of tefillah for everyone. So why is the pasuk say ki mi goy gadol asher lo yerikim chol kreinu elov? Klal Yisrael. So only for Klal Yisrael. Why is it only for Klal Yisrael? So the Brisker Rav says two answers. The Brisker Rav says that there's something that Klal Yisrael have, but the goyim do not have. So number one, tefillah b'tzibur is something that only Klal Yisrael have. Only Klal Yisrael have tefillah b'tzibur. However, the goyim, the kedavim, they can have, get 10 goyim, you get 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, it ain't going to be tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur is only 10 yidin. That's answer number one. Answer number two, he says, is that Klal Yisrael have something else. Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim is the Haftocha. Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachamim is that She'inom Chizrei Sreiko, that they don't come back empty. Ribbono Shel Olam answers them. This is only Klal Yisrael have, and they're not the goyim. And perhaps one can suggest an additional teretz to this kashan. Pasuk says, when Klal Yisrael were by the Yamsuf, the pasuk says that the Mitzrayim were behind, the Midbar near the side, and then the Yamsuf, the Yam, in front of them, and Klal Yisrael didn't know what to do. So what did the Klal Yisrael came complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Vayitzak el Hashem. What else do you do at the time of Tzara? Vayitzak el Hashem yidavon. Says the pasuk, Vayem Hashem on Moshe. That very up beneath. Israel be so. Tell Klal Yisrael, move on, carry on. Says Rashi. What do you mean be so? There's a Torah going on over here. Says Rashi, Loi eis ato liyos mispala. It's not the time now to daven. Daven beneath. Israel be so. Tell Klal Yisrael to move on. What do you mean? Say Torah. Loi eis ato mispala. Now is not the time to daven. This is the time. Even somebody showing them the whole that tefillah is not their right, son. But at the time of a tzara, the Ramban holds tefillah is the raisa. So why did the Hashem say loy is atol is? Now is not the time to daven. Says the Maran. The Maran says that because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to answer them. But if the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to answer them, so if you be marich with tefillah, then Ribbono Shel Olam will have to wait to save them till they finish davening. Why? Because otherwise it'll be mafsik the whole tefillah. So therefore, says Ribbono Shel Olam, loy eis ato laharech b'tefillah. Now's not the time to be marech b'tefillah. Carry on. He's finished your tefillah and I'll bring the yeshua. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim say that it means like this. Ribbono Shel Olam, why did Ribbono Shel Olam bring a tzara? That the Mitzrayim are behind, they've got a midol on either side, they've got the Yamsuf in front of him, because Ribbono Shel Olam wanted Rabbi Shlomo wanted Klal Yisrael to daven. Rabbi Shlomo was waiting for the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. The main tzara came about because the Rabbi Shlomo wanted to hear the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. But once the Klal Yisrael are davening, then that's the tachlis. So Rabbi Shlomo right away wanted to bring the Yeshua. we can't bring the Yeshua straight away because then you'd be mafsik them from davening. So it says Rebbe Yishlam, cut it short, the tefillah, daven a short tefillah. Oh, you put a short tefillah, then I can bring the Yeshua because the tachlis has been accomplished. You've davened, then it's very good. That was the whole purpose for the Tzara. So we see from here that Rebbe Yishlam brings Tzara's about in order for Klal Yisrael to daven because Rebbe Yishlam is misaved the tefillah of Shal Sadiq. And it's not that the Sadiq, it's Klal Yisrael. This is a closeness that Klal Yisrael has with Rebbe Yishlam, that Rebbe Yishlam is misaved the tefillah of Shal Sadiq. That the Goyim don't have. The Goyim don't have that closeness that the Rebbe Yishlam wants to hear their tefillahs. They daven, okay, Rebbe Yishlam say, either yeah or no. But it's not the Rebbe Yishlam wants their tefillahs. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo yalekim kareivim ayinav, ka Hashem alekeni b'chol kareinu ayinav. That the Rebbe Yishlam waits for their tefillahs. Another Pasuk in this week's Sedra, it says, Lo yisoy sifu ala dova asher alechim mitzave eschem. You shouldn't be moisif. There's isol b'al toisif. Veloi sigru mimenu. And you're not allowed to not be moisif, and you can't take away from a mitzvah. Says Rashi, what's loisei sifu? Kegoin chomish parashis betfilin, you put five parashis in tefillin, or chamish is minim belulav, or you shake five minim of lulav, v'chomish tzitzioi, so you put on five tzitzis, v'chei loisei sifu. It's interesting to note that there's another pasuk. There's another pasuk that says there's a lav of Baal Tosef. Later on, in Parashas Re'eh, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Aleph, pasuk says, "Eis kol adam asher alechem mitzaveh eschem oisoyis ishmu la'asoyis lo yisoyisif alo v'lo yisigra mimen." Now you look at Rashi there. Rashi changes a few of the cases. Rashi says, "Chamisha toitofes betfilin." Right, it's the same case as the other Rashi. Chamishas minim belulav. But here, say a different case. Arba brochis bebrikas koinim. Rashi earlier in this week's parasha says chomish tzitzis. Why did Rashi
change?
Ha'ara, leave it for you. But Rashi, at the end of the Rashi, in this week's parasha, Rashi says v'chein loy sigru. V'chein loy sigru. That means if you put three parashas in your tefillin, Or you shake three minim of the lulav, or you put on three tzitzios, then you're over a lav of leisigra. Now this is very nogea every day to some people, not to me, but many people wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, it's a machlokas, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam. Right? How do the parashas go? So Rashi's, according to Rashi, the parashas go Kaddishli, Vahayaki Aviyacha, and then you got Shema, and you got Bahaya. That's the same that it says in the parasha, in the Torah. Kaddish li Bahaya, v'yachol Shema Bahaya. That's Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you've got Kaddish li Bahaya, v'yachol, and then Bahaya, and then Shema. This is the Rashi and Machlokes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Bi'alocha, the end of Siman Lamed Daled. You can check it off if you want. Says the Bi'alocha, if you were to wear tefillin of Rashi and tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam without thinking, you want to be machmir for the shit of Rabbeinu Tam, you could be over on the rises. Why are you over the rises? Because you're wearing Rashi's tefillin. Okay, Rashi's the main shit. That kolam alei Rashi's the main shit. But then you're gonna go and wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rashi, apostle. Why? Because the parish is in the wrong order. Kadosh Ligoyer Kuviachol. That's good. But once you come to the next two, you've got Vohayim Shemaya and then Shema, that's in the wrong order. So according to Rashi, you're wearing Pasul Tefillin, because two parishes, the Shema and Vohayim, are in the wrong order.
You're not moist, you're making two sets.
No, yeah, it's a loy sigra. Because you're only wearing two parishes. You're wearing Tefillin with two parishes, so that's loy sigra. Says it be halacha. So what the Vos says, Shulchan Aruch says to you, there's two shittas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. You could do both. How do you do it? So it says that the halacha, what you do is, you have to be mechavim when you wear the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. You have to be mechavim. Now you're only doing it if that shit is right. But according to Rashi, I'm not being mechavim l'shei mitzvah. If you're not being mechavim l'shei mitzvah, then there's no issur b'sigra. But if one were to stand where the tefillin just without thinking, one could come to be over the derisas. So therefore, that's it's very nagia. A person who wears tefillin rabbeinu tam has to be extra careful. A person wearing rabbeinu tam tefillin is trying to get an extra shittim, but at the same time, you don't want to be over the derisas. For chumra, you don't want to be over the derisas.
If you did both, and you still couldn't have a shemitz for?
No, if you
did Rashi and then you're rabbeinu tam, but you didn't have that kavana.
No, so then it's a problem, because normally the stomach das of a person is he's doing a shei mitzvah. So therefore...
Maybe it's just an automatic thing. You said it once in your life, I'm going to prevent
that. That could be. If you say that now, from now on, when I'm going to put on Rabbeinu Tam's filling, it's only ala sofok, then that could be it works, yeah.
People who wear both of them together.
Sorry?
People who wear both of them together.
Have the same dance.
Yeah,
that's not the answer. That's Yeah. That's not Yotzev.
It's like you're here.
To be Yotzev, just. Yeah. It's a big thing. It's a big thing. Let's see. Yeah, let's see.
The Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that in the Parshios, the coming Parshios, it says three times in the Pasuk Eichel. Three times in the Pasuk it says Eichel. Once it says in the Pasuk, in Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Lamed, says, Yishom lecho penti nokeish achareyem, achare yishom do mi panecho pentidroish lelehehem, leimor, eicho yavdu agoyim o eile es eloyhehem, ve es e king amoni. If the goyim are serving of Eid Zorah, maybe I can also. That's the first time it says eicho. Another time it says eicho, the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Teuchecha to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, when he talks about the Meraglim, that Klal Yisrael says, Eicha, how are we going to go into Eretz Yisrael and conquer the nations? Eicha, we use the Lashon of Eicha. And the third time is when we're talking about the Anobi Sheker. Then the Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael will say, how are we going to know that this is a Novishai? Three times it says in the Pasuk, Eicha, says the Vilna Gaon, because Klal Yisrael said three times Eicha, that's why we get three parokim in Megillas Eicha, starts with Eicha. Connected these three things. So what's the first one? The first Eicha is, that Klal Yisrael said, Eicha, how are we going to conquer the nations? How are we going to conquer the nations? And that we know. This was the Meraglim. When the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av night, then they said they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. And what did the Rebbe Shleim say? Ato b'chisa b'chia shel chinam, ani ekev lachem b'chia l'doyus. And that's why we have Tisha B'Av, because Klal Yisrael cried. In Parshas Devarim, we just laid last on Shabbos, Parshas Devarim, and there's an interesting pasuk that comes in the middle of when Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael what happened by the Meraglim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ubadom azayin chomarminim b'Hashem nekeichem ahoylech b'fneichem," because you came along. Do you want to say Meraglim? And bang in the middle, says Moshe Rabbeinu, "Gam bi his anaf Hashem biglalchem leimoy." Hashem also got a light with me. Why? Gam ato leisov isham. So Moshe said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "You're also not going to go into Eretz Yisrael." Now that was for something totally different. That was because Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock instead of talking to the rock. How does that? And then he carries on. Moshe Rabbeinu carries on about the miracle. "Vetapchem Hashem amartem lo baz yeh uvenechem shalei yodo ayim tevira him yavoyu." Different, your children will go there, but you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. I was just coming in the middle of talking about the Meraglim, and suddenly, Gambi Yisanaf, how's that coming? It says the Malbim and the Urchaim, and many other Mepharshim say like this, that Be'etzim, Klal Yisrael, or by the Chet of Meraglim, the Roshim said they can't go into Eretz Yisrael. You have to wait in the middle of 40 years, and you're not going to go. People, those, that Doir, are not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Chet of Meraglim. Why? Because they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They were moyes for it. They were disgusted by the land. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Chazal say that if Moshe Rabbeinu If Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael and would have built the Beis HaMikdash, it would never have been Charef. So how do we do, what do we do over here? On one hand, we've got the Meraglim, the Chet HaMeraglim, after Bechisa Mechia Shel Chinam, and he had Ekval Achem Mechia L'Doiris. That means it's going to be a Churban. On the other hand, if Moshe Rabbeinu goes into Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, then it's never going to be Churban. So what do we do? On the one hand, we've got the Chet HaMeraglim, Klal Yisrael Nidoinash, and on the other hand, we've got Moshe Rabbeinu, the Beis HaMikdash not going to be Churban. So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, you know what? I'm sorry, Moshe Rabbeinu, but because Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaMeraglim, I'm sorry, you won't be able to come into Eretz Yisrael. But, if the Doir that go into Eretz Yisrael are on the Madriga, that they have a Mun in the Rebbeinu Shalom, and they want to go into Eretz Yisrael, then, because they're going to be on that level, then I'm going to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, and you could come as well. Came along the Mariva, Klal Yisrael complained, oh, we don't have water, where's your Munna? What happened? Says Rebbeinu Shalom, okay, don't worry, Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll still be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because if you go and talk to the rock, that will lift up the level, the Madriga of Klal Yisrael, and even though they complained, that will be their tshuva. But now that Klal Yisrael, now that Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, he didn't speak to the rock, so they didn't have, they couldn't come to that level. Says Rebbeinu Shleinam, I'm sorry, but now we're back to square one. Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't take into Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said over here. Gam bi hisanaf Hashem b'glalchem. It was because you were on a low level, so that's why I can go to Eretz Yisrael. If you were to be on a higher madriga, then I could also go to Eretz Yisrael. And this is all started because of the miracle. All because of the miracle. Gam bi hisanaf Hashem b'glalchem. All started from the miracle, and that triggered things off. And there, because you weren't on a high level, that's why, because I hit the rock. If you would have been on a level, of a munah that a yid should be at, then hitting the rock wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't have been a problem. It's only because you didn't have that level of a munah. And that's why it's a problem to hit the rock. So that's why we're sent into Golos, because of our lack of a munah. So we go into Golos, because we don't have a munah. And so, what are we meant to do in Golos? In Golos, we're meant to get more Emunah. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a place, a person went in there, he saw the Rebbeinu Shleinam. How are we meant supposed to get more Emunah in Golos? The Tzanzer Rebbe, he asked the Kasha. Gemara says that the Keruvim were Peneim Isha Ochiv, were facing each other, but Isim Ratzayn Shalmokim. But if Ein Oisir Retein Shalmokim, then they faced the other way. So the Kasha is, in the time of the Churban, they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they found them, Pneim Ishalochiv. How could that be? The time of the Churban, that was the time of Oisir Retein Shalmokim. Says the Tzanzer Rebbe, as you write, it was a time of a Churban, that was a time when Klal Yisrael were on a low level. But because of the tzoras that happened to Klal Yisrael at that time, that gave Klal Yisrael such a bond with the Rebbeinu Shleinam, that the mammon in the Rebbeinu Shleinam, that was Eisim Retzeinu Shalmokim. Because that was the tachnis of the Churban, was to give Klal Yisrael the mun of the Rebbeinu Shleinam. There we have it. That was the tachnis. And that's why Rebbeinu Shleinam sent us into Golos. Because at the dark times, the times of the Choshech, that's the best time. So that a Yid feels that he's close to Rebbeinu Shleinam when he needs him. When a person needs someone else, that's the time that he feels closest to him. And that's why Rebbeinu Shleinam sent us into Golos. So we had time with the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't have a Munah. What's the spark of their Munah? You're right, you go to the Beis HaMikdash, spark off. But it's going to wear off. We're living at a time of Golos, that we make that closeness to Rebbeinu Shleinam. So that's the first Eicha, the Eicha that Klal Yisrael were moyes with Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we're given the first Eicha. There's a story brought down, they say it b'shem the Ramah, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi, after the Churban, he was crying by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Mokim HaMikdash. And one of the professors, the big professors of that time, called Plato, came to him and he said to him, Yirmiyah, why are you crying? So he asked him two questions. Number one, he said, why are you crying about bricks and stones? And number two, was it going to help to cry? You're crying. What's it going to help? You're crying over spilt milk, as the English saying goes. He's crying over spilt milk. What's going to help to cry? So Yirmiyah Navi said to Plato that you're a professor. You're a clever man. You probably have some great philosophical questions that you have, and you don't have any answers. Ask them to me. And he asked them, and Yirmiyah Navi straight away answered it. So Plato says to him, I'm the person who's been into Chochmah. How come you know that answer straight away? He says, Yirmiyah Navi, it's all from the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why I'm crying. Says Yirmiyah Navi, what was your second question? Why am I crying? Is something that's happened? That I can't answer. What's the chat? Why can't you answer? He was crying, but he was crying for a reason. The answer is, because the Beis HaMikdash, true, the Beis HaMikdash has got destroyed. But we're crying because the Beis HaMikdash is going to come back. This year, Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday. We're going to sit on the floor Thursday morning. We're going to say Kinnos. 2 days later, it's going to be Shabbos Nachamu. Oh, Shabbos Nachamu, Nachama. What's happened between Thursday and Shabbos? What's happened? Well, suddenly we're saying Shabbos Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. What's happened? The answer is because the Pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu that when the Shavuotim came along to Yaakov Avinu and told him that Yosef has been killed by an animal, he cried. And what's the Pasuk say? By Yimoni Milisnachin, he refused to be comforted. Why? Says Rashi, because if someone dies, then the Rebbeinu Shalom made the Gezeirah, after 12 months, he forgets about it. But if a person hasn't died, then there's no such Gezeirah, and Yosef was still living. So therefore, Vayimoyel is nachin. And if we are standing 2,000 years later, and we're still crying, that means the Beis HaMikdash is still alive. The Beis HaMikdash is still here. And that's the Nechama. That's the Nacham, Nacham Lami. That even though we're crying, Thursday morning we're going to sit and cry, but the Nachamu Nachamu Amu is that still, because we're crying, that we see that's the Nachamu. And the Chasam Sofer, Reb Chaim Velozhin, say that, and the Chofetz Chaim say that, Pshat, in Kol Am Nis'avel Al Yerushalayim, Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa. Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa, what do you mean Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa? It says Yizke V'Roya B'Simchasa. What's Zoicha? Zoicha means now, when I'm being misavon, I'm Zoicha. Say the Chasam Sofer, Reb Chaim Velozhin, and the Chofetz Chaim, because right away, if you'll be misavon on Yerushalayim, then you're Zoicha. That means you're showing that the Beis HaMikdash is still here. And the Beis HaMikdash is still here. This is a grace of Simcha. Because we know there's something to look forward to. And Mimela said, Yirmiyah Navi, that's why I'm crying. We're not crying over spilt milk. We're crying for the future because these tears, are coming to be masakan ma'atem b'chisa b'chia shalchinam v'ato v'ani ekva lachem b'chia l'deiros. This is to be masakan that. This is the b'chia, and these b'chias, these crimes, not just crying for nothing. This is actually going to bring the binyan Beis HaMikdash. And in later years, the story is told of Napoleon. Napoleon was once walking past one of the shuls in Yerushalayim, Tisha B'Av night, and he heard the Yidden crying, saying, Eichel. Napoleon said that if the Yidden are still crying over 1,000 years later, the Beis HaMikdash must still be here. And this is, he was saying the same words, that if the Klal Yisrael are still crying over something many years later, that shows the Beis HaMikdash is still here. So the question is asked, how did Napoleon understand this, but not Plato? Plato, he did not understand this. He asked Yirmiyah, and not only that, Yirmiyah couldn't explain it to him. But Napoleon understood it. The answer is because Yirmiyah was living at a time of the Churban. So you cry 1 year, maybe 2 years, maybe 3 years, but after that, it wears off. Napoleon lived many years later. And if he saw Klal Yisrael still crying over 1,000 years later, There must be there's something in it. And with this suchus that we're going to cry, we're going to say kinnos on Thursday, that should bring the geula kroyva kol amisavela yishvayim zoicha v'roya b'simchasa.